Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, Peter Crouch here from your favorite podcast, The Therapy Crouch. We are still on holiday and Ab is still topping up her tan, but we've got a very special Ask Us Anything episode today. Enjoy.
I'm sure a sneeze is like a tenth of an orgasm, you know. It's a big hump of a lad. Big lump of a guy.
A big hump.
A big lump, not hump. Not me do.
Not me do.
We've got a huge favour to ask you all.
Yeah, we took the mick out of people saying, subscribe to my channel last week. But that's exactly what we're asking you to do. Please subscribe because it actually means a hell of a lot for this podcast. And if you do, we'll show you what Ross looks like.
If you want to see Ross's sexy schmush, hit subscribe now. Hi, I'm Abby Clancy.
And I'm Pia Crouch.
Welcome to The Therapy Crouch, Ask Us Anything.
Lots of people get in touch with us, with questions for us, with any anecdotes. You can send in voice messages as well, all on our socials. The voice ones are amazing.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to store a few of these up, I think, for later podcasts. But you can get in touch with us on... What are you doing?
I'm just getting your hair out your ear.
I've got hair in my ear, innit?
You've got white hairs growing out your ears.
Really?
Yeah.
Should we address this when we're not on camera?
Sorry, they're just shining in the light. Oh,
well, let's just do it later.
You're like the bloody BFG.
BFP.
BFP and his car.
BFP. Why do I keep getting the nicknames on this one?
Have you got a nickname for me? Apart from the obvious.
Well, what can we do for Ab?
Don't even say it, George.
Tell us in the comments.
All right, well, let us know. I'll tell you where you can send in Ab's nickname. Twitter is at The Therapy Crouch. Instagram is at The Therapy Crouch Podcast. Email is at thetherapycrouch@gmail.com. TikTok is The Therapy Crouch.
If you like what you hear, like, link, and subscribe.
Well done, babe. Saying. Wow.
That's all I'm
you're getting down with
nailed
the kids.
Nailed it.
You are getting down with the kids. Shall we fire straight into it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got one here from Rob. He says, Peter, you've played with some legendary footballers. Who was the most intimidating opponent you've ever faced and why? Who would you say my most intimidating opponent was? Can't wait to hear this.
Rio?
Wouldn't say I was intimidated. As a world-class
He's
player.
He's a big hump of a lad. Big lump of a guy.
A big hump.
A big lump, not hump.
Big hump of a lad.
Did I say hump?
Yeah.
He's a big lump of a... He's statuesque.
Yeah.
Right. What about Virgil?
Yeah. Yeah, the thing is with Virgil, he's like strong, good in the air, but quick as well. Like, horrible combination.
Horrible combination.
I don't know who it'd be. Lukaku, somehow?
Yeah, probably Lukaku. When I came up against him as a central striker.
Oh, I don't know. I'm just trying to think of big...
Big units.
Big men.
Big units.
I'm trying to think of big men.
Big girls, you are beautiful.
Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel. A Viking.
Julie can't think of one defender.
Well, why would you?
Kara. Are you played in the same teams? I don't know. Who is it?
No, I'm just trying to think. They're all good shouts. I think, you know, playing against Sol Campbell was always hard, like physically strong. Tony Adams absolutely schooled me as a centre-half.
Could you do something this century, please?
Well, no, because I felt I got more comfortable as I got older. So I think I was more scared when I was younger. Mm. So it was the previous century, unfortunately.
Century.
Actually, it was the previous century as well. I played against Tony Adams the first time. Would have been about, but it might have just been 2000. Yeah, old as fuck.
What about Roy Keane? A lot of people say Roy Keane.
Yeah, like intimidating.
He's a bit
like,
small.
I'm just thinking about coming up against someone.
I wouldn't be intimidated of Roy Keane on the pitch.
All right, let's move on. Having recently driven back from Portugal, listened to the podcast all the way, I can't get it out of my head about Abby's pottery dream. I'm relocating to Portugal soon and need to know where the said plates pottery shop is, as I need to visit. I too have dreams about pottery and all things house.
Well.
Nicola.
Nicola, honey, I don't know where it is because he's never taken me. That's a sad fact. I've been asking him to take me for 4 years.
Why?
So how do you know it exists?
Because my friend Holly told me about it.
Oh, okay.
She's also promised to take me and hasn't.
She fucks you off as well, doesn't she?
I think that's the kind of thing that you want to do with a loved one.
Do you not know where it is then?
No. But I will find out and we'll get back to you.
All right, so we'll have to get back to Nicola on this.
Yes.
She sounds like a sad plate woman as well. All right, well, listen, we'll get back to you on that, Nicola.
Yeah.
Once we learn where it is or actually go there. You both love a good boogie, but what is the song guaranteed to get you up on the dance floor every time? Kim.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm no stranger to any chord.
Yeah.
Any chord.
As soon as I hear the...
What would be your favourite?
I hear the beat drop on there.
The toe tap and start.
I think your flavour would be...
dance floor.
A kind of old school R&B.
Yeah.
A shanty.
Yeah.
That kind of, you know, Ja Rule.
Bit Mariah.
Who else would you throw in there? That kind of vibe.
I love my bands, but you can't really dance to them. Mm. Anything disco, old school disco.
Some of the old like dance anthems are class.
Yeah.
Let me be your fantasy. Oh, Hathaway, what is love?
What is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. Tune. They're all remaking them now, aren't they? We got Let Me Be Your Fantasy. What else would you say there? It's the weekend. Down the party. So get up. Come on, everybody. Come on, get up, everybody.
Come on, get up, everybody. Come on, get up. These kids
are looking
at us like
that. I mean, they are absolutely. I mean, they are. Once that comes on, you're up, aren't you? Surely. Mm. Yeah, how could you not dance to that?
You can't. It's impossible.
I'm even dancing now and I've sung it. I mean, can you imagine when it's been sung properly? Okay, Chloe says, what would you say is the perfect age gap between children? We have an 8-month-old baby now and we're keen to have another soon. Is two under two too much? That was too many twos, yeah. That was too much.
Well, we've done both, haven't we? Sophia and Liberty are 5 years apart. And then I had the last three in 5 years.
Mm.
I think it's better to have them close.
The boys are very close together.
And Lib and Johnny are only 2 years apart.
Mm.
Is it like when we get people say they get puppies, like get two of them because they look after themselves a little bit, everything? It's like that vibe.
They are a bit of a
gang.
Well,
I actually wouldn't recommend getting two puppies at the same time because they form a bond together and not necessarily with you. There's a technical term for it. And one of them kind of is the boss. I suppose it's like twins, really. You know, one of them speaks for the other one. One of them's in charge. But with kids, having them close together is great because they've kind of all got the same interests. You can do the hand-me-down clothes. You know, you can keep your cot. Like, the pram I had when I was little went to Sean, John, and then to you.
Wow.
And to Chloe, you, and then back for Ellie.
That's amazing.
Like a 20-year-old pram in the family. So I love having, it's like a mummy duck with all her ducklings. I like having a big family. And, you know, while you're in the thick of it and while you're in the nappies and while you're, you know, more restricted and stuck at home,
mm-hmm.
may as well bang them all out.
I agree with that. I mean, like, the little ones like Lib, Johnny and Jack, they're all kind of similar. Like Lib is very mother, like she looks after the boys as well. They're all like a little crew, and then obviously Sophia's kind of out of that, you know? Like, yeah. She's like, because she's a teenager almost now. So it's like, you've got the babies all together. So well, I would say have them close.
I'm obviously 12 years older than my brother and sister. I've got a brother 18.
You're very close.
Yeah, but Ellie and John are like 18 months apart, and they've got a bond that I haven't got with them. Because automatically, if you're a lot older, you always take that kind of motherly role, and then you're telling them off, and you can't go out, you can't do this, and it goes a bit murky around the teenage years, and then you come back together, and then we all go out together. Do you know what I mean? But Ellie and John have got like a very special bond, even though I've got an incredible bond with them as well, but it's different. I think as a child growing up with all your siblings is just great.
I'd agree, yeah. I think closer in age. And even now, like the boys being so close, I think they're doing stuff together now, aren't they? Like they're playing together now and it's lovely to watch.
Yeah.
Like they can play the same games.
But it's hard. It's very hard. Like having one baby is incredibly tough. You know, the sleepless nights, the bottles, So to double up on that is very
tough. It's tough for a small period of time, but then once you're out of it, you're out of it.
You're not prolonging it, are you?
No.
You'd have them like 5-6 years apart. Mm. You've got that misery for the frigging double the amount of time.
Misery.
Misery.
See, I'm like craving a baby at the moment.
Mm. You let me know when you meet the right guy who wants to settle down and have five.
No, I'd definitely have another baby.
Would you?
I'm probably too old now.
I just think you're a sucker for punishment. I don't know why you'd... Four is all healthy, like two of each. Like we couldn't have... You know, it couldn't have gone any better for us. You know, I think... Why?
I think the kids would love a baby.
Oh, there's absolutely, like, no way.
You had enough trouble getting a cavapoo, never mind another baby.
I know.
I just think you're mad. I don't know what's wrong with you. Why do you want like this to cause this?
Why do you want to cause this? Cause what? Extending our family?
I think we're pretty extended. Mm. Pretty extended to the max. All right, Hannah from Sussex has left three kisses on the end of it as well, so it must be for me. Will you play my game? I wish I'd sent this in time for Valentine's show, but me and my friends used to play this game where you choose songs with love or heart in the title and change it for the word knob. Yeah. I'll go first. I will always knob you. Hannah, this is amazing. Don't go breaking my knob. What's knob got to do with it? And stupid hours of fun. Enjoy. Okay. Fantastic.
Nothing breaks like a knob. Knob breaker.
Don't break my knob. My achy breaky knob.
Knob me do.
Knob me do. This is so good. Okay, bear with me.
Knob broken. I'm not broken. Yeah,
nice. I just can't stop knobbing you.
I can't think of any more songs with love in. There must be loads.
How long will I knob you? Ellie Golden.
How long will I knob you?
How long will I knob you? Beyonce, crazy knob. Oh my God.
Beyonce, knob on top.
Can't help falling in knob. Wow. That's amazing. I just called to say I knob you.
I just call. Baby knob.
Baby knob.
Baby knob.
Well, that's the way knob goes. Can you feel the knob tonight?
I'll make knob to you.
Wow. She knobs you, the Beatles.
She knobs you, yeah. How deep is your knob?
I'm done. That's the end of it. Finished. How deep is your knob? Finished. Oh my God, that's amazing. What a game.
There's another game that I love playing on a night out.
Go on.
So if you're in a big group, you get everyone's database and you find out what was number one on the day and year of their birth.
Fast Love, George Michael.
Is that what you are?
Mm-hmm.
Mine was I wish it could be Christmas every day.
Oh, too near Christmas.
And Pet Shop Boys.
And Pet Shop Boys. You know what mine is? Imagine John Lennon.
Oh, that's a belter, to be fair.
Belter.
Do you know when yours is? It has to be the day.
The day and the month. Sorry, the year and the month.
And the actual day?
I suppose the day. What was, yeah, just type in your birthday.
Yeah.
It's a long-winded way of saying that. Wasn't that difficult.
But it's a great name, but so, great... like, depending on the ages of the people you're with. Like, people have got, like, Brian Ferry, and then, like, Johnny's is, our baby Johnny's is perfect by Ed Sheeran.
Yeah,
he's like... I love you, boy, savage golden.
Where's it? I knew I loved you.
I knew I knobbed you.
That's always going to be that. I knew I knobbed you, my son.
Libs is Dua Lipa.
What's good about this game, right? Hannah, we'll give you a game because you gave us one that we really enjoying. And the way you do it, you write them all down. You write when you were born, then you find out the exact song. Only one person knows it. Then he plays it through the night.
Oh.
And then you write down whose birthday so you think
play
it is.
A song and you've
Superstar
got to guess.
DJ.
Play a song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you write down who
That's
it is.
A very long-winded way of saying it as well.
Why? How would you explain it quicker?
I'd just say... Everyone gets this, the birth songs, and we've got to guess as a group whose is who.
Don't think that was enough information, though.
But we get it, we get it.
Yeah, you do now because I explained it.
Yeah.
All right, Amelia, do you sometimes miss the days before kids? If so, what do you miss most? And what is the best thing about being a parent and the worst? I think this is people asking us, like, are we actually happy with these kids? Because you're not...
You don't miss not having kids because obviously they're the most, you know, it's the biggest gift you could possibly get. What I do miss is that spontaneity of, you know, should we just go here tonight? You know, yeah. There's a lot of logistics involved when you've got kids, you know.
When I was playing football... When I had
an afternoon nap,
it was absolute godsend, a lie-in. But also, like the old, I get 2 days off. We just go somewhere.
Yeah,
you know, like, we do Barcelona. You know, we did Milan, like Rome, loads of different great cities. We just went, didn't we? But like, we can't do that now. So much organisation. You couldn't just go on a whim, could you?
No.
Let's go out for dinner tonight. Go into town. You know, that kind of freedom.
We miss our freedom.
Yeah. What do you miss most? Freedom.
Far from that, it's frigging fabulous. Yeah. You know, the best thing about being a parent is creating these lives and bringing them into the world and seeing their different personalities flourish.
Yeah, and seeing what they're going to be. And, you know, every day they do something that gives you joy, right?
It's unconditional love. You don't know anything like it. The fact that two people who love each other can make something so gorgeous is lovely, isn't it?
And they're a little bit of both of you.
Well, they're half each.
Thanks for that. But there's a little bit of in there of you and me, you know what I mean? It's like, it's amazing to see that. It's an unbelievable thing, really, isn't it?
Mm.
As much as we complain.
Our child who's bottom of the class has got more you in it than me.
That one that's a real pain in your ass really takes after you.
The worst thing about being a parent for me is health anxiety.
Mm, okay.
You know, the worry of having kids is quite difficult for me. You know, are they going to be okay? Catastrophizing a lot.
Great word. Catastrophizing.
Mm.
Is that really a word?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's catastrophizing. Fantastic.
Well done. Catastrophize.
Mm.
Wow.
And I've just always been worried and overcautious.
Yeah, no, I get it. But it's I didn't know, even know that was a word. Congratulations.
Stick with me, sugar.
Weird,
I'll teach you a thing you do.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Lauren says the great divide, north or south, to live, and the people. The north wins all day for me, especially northwest.
Bit of both. I'm obviously a northern girl. I do miss the, there's more of a sense of community up north and friendly.
I think there's pros and cons to both. I think there's, you know, more pros to than cons, obviously, to either. I think, like, I like the north, but I like the south, so.
Well, you're, well.
A bit of both, yeah.
Yeah. Liverpool is, like, where my heart is, but this is home, I think. You know, we've had all our kids down south.
There's no doubt that their people are more friendly up north. I think, you know, I class myself southern, but I would, they are more friendly up
you're
north.
You're not southern, you were born up north.
I was born up north, but it's where I was brought up.
Is that because it's Macclesfield? You don't want to admit it?
No, I'm proud of Macclesfield. Macclesfield's a great place. I got family still there. We lived there. Do you know what I
mean? Love Macclesfield.
It's a good place.
Countryside?
It's some of the countryside up there. It's beautiful, like by Macclesfield. Just Cheshire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's lovely. And but I would class myself southern, but I would say, like, the people are more friendly 100% up north. Like, they're much more, like, just come round for a coffee, like, unannounced. You know, people leaving the doors open and, you know, just everyone being a community. I think there's much more sense of that up north. And I love that. It just feels like down here there's more kind of options to, like, with London, I just think London is one of the best cities in the world. And I think there's got its problems, like every major city, but there's so much to do. Like, you couldn't eat in the same, you know, you couldn't do all the restaurants in London if you tried, like, for 30,
famous
40 years.
Line.
But you couldn't, could you?
You still go to the same one every time we go out.
Yeah, same. Guilty.
Yeah, but
like, it's like, you could eat at a different restaurant in London for the rest of your life till the day you die. You know, you still wouldn't double up.
But the history of London as well, like the history of, like, you know,
Liverpool's got a lot of history.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it has, but I'm just looking at, like, some of the buildings and things like that are absolutely incredible.
From medieval times. I went on a tour medieval the other day times, and it was like, this was like rebuilt after like the Great Fire of London, but it's been here like since, you know what I mean? And before that, it was
I want to do that with the kids.
Yeah, I just think it's so interesting, and you go back to those days and things like that. But,
did you go to the Tower of London?
No, it was like a Charles Dickens, like a Dickensian tour, but it was really good. Went to like the most historic pubs in London.
But even that, like, Tower of London and all that, like, that is frigging amazing when you actually dig down into it. But, you know, there's so many pros for being up north as well. Weather's shit up there as well, let's be honest.
always rains in Manchester.
And not so much. Every time I look at Liverpool, it's raining.
Also, the football clubs up there are unbelievable.
Yeah, the humour.
Music.
Liverpool,
I think it's a different style of humour.
United
as well.
City.
Like Newcastle, Glasgow, Liverpool.
Yeah, northern, like Newcastle, Glasgow.
It's because it's been too hard at times. You've had to, like, really...
Do you think?
Toughen up, yeah. I think so.
That sense of humour, that, like, self-deprecating humour.
Yeah.
People, you know, down south are a bit more stiff upper lip, aren't they?
I would say so.
Yeah.
But I like both.
So we can't really make a decision on that. I think there's
the girls are hotter up north.
I'll agree with that. I'm happy with that. Fellas are unreal down here though. Do I sack off my situationship? Emotionally unavailable, but great sex.
I've never been in that position. So I don't know. If it doesn't affect you mentally, you accept it for what it is, and you know that you're not going to get anything deeper.
Other than a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Nicely put, babe.
There's more to a relationship than sex, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's got to be a lot more.
Yeah, but if you haven't found that yet, can you not just have a bit of fun? Yeah. Not for you.
Yeah, I've never done that, so I don't.
So she says, should I sick it off? I think, not, don't have to. You don't want it?
Get your notes.
Yeah, get involved. If you were to remove one thing from a full English, what would it be? Great, Finley.
The bacon.
What?
What about this, right, from me? Controversial.
You're going to say the mushroom?
Don't say sausage.
Beans, egg.
The egg.
No, that is too controversial.
I know it's massively controversial, right? But
breakfast
isn't
breakfast without an egg.
I know it doesn't make any sense. But why doesn't it make any sense? This is my thing, right? So I know everyone goes, you know, it's obviously you just eggs and bacon, right? You start with the egg. Everyone goes, you have to have egg. But actually, imagine taking out the egg, right? Because I do it sometimes if I'm really hungover. Eggs, like even the word egg,
it's
eggy, and you.
I didn't enjoy my eggs this morning.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So sometimes, if you take out that egg on a hangover, you don't have anything that kind of moves funny.
Why didn't you just have a sausage butty?
Yeah, but if you want full English, but you don't want the kind of. What the thing is about egg is it's unpredictable. Do you know what I mean? With a sausage, I know what I'm getting.
Snotty egg as well, when you're like not in the room for it, and it's a bit also, like
you don't
filmy.
Know, you don't know what you're going to get. You could get like a runny egg, you could get a hard egg. Mm. You don't know where you are. But with a sausage, you know where you're going to get, or bacon, or
I love
black pudding. You know what you're going to get.
I love an egg in a salad.
You're bringing me round, actually, P.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I'm just saying, all I'm saying is, it's massively controversial, but you know, the way we are at the moment, it's 2024, just remove the egg and see... See where you are.
That's a good source of protein.
Mm. I'd lose the toast, I reckon. Toaster's not much. You don't too full to eat it anyway. And it goes cold.
I love mopping it up, mopping all the bean juice up in the toast.
Bean juice.
If I saw you mopping up, that would put me off you.
Yeah.
So you don't mop. You don't mop.
I don't mop with my fingers.
Mop.
I just put it down with the
plate.
My dad does that.
No.
I've seen him do that.
I've seen him do it.
Licks the blade.
You mopping up, no, that's not acceptable. The juice, cold juice. Mop cold juice up.
Where do you go for your cold full Englishes?
No, because it's by the end of the meal usually you're mopping, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's got cold by then.
My favourite part of a full English is black pudding.
Love it as well.
Big time.
It's got to be burnt though. Crispy.
Totally agree with that. Like a burnt, almost burnt black pudding. Bacon, sausage.
I never eat my bacon.
Do you like beans? Like, are you one of these that can deal with beans running into your egg?
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I'm not precious.
I love beans.
Yeah, I love beans as well, you know.
I think sometimes in the posh places, they put the beans in the little pot, don't they?
Yeah.
And I like that. It's a nice gesture. I don't want my yolk going in the beans, you know?
There were no yolk anywhere, you just said.
I know, yeah.
That's no yolk. One from Jack. What is the best moment from both of your careers? You were very proud to get the kind of Victoria's Secret skid, weren't you?
Yeah, Victoria's Secret is always a dream of mine. So to be in the flagship store in the windows and done a couple of campaigns, and that was...
I was extremely proud of you doing that.
Yeah.
I remember drove up there and drove past, and it was the whole way along the shop.
Mm. Bond Street.
On Bond Street. It was just Abbey. It was amazing, that.
Mm. Yeah, winning Strictly was quite a good one because I loved the show so much.
Yeah.
And it was great fun. Victoria's Secrets. And also, I love doing fashion. I love my Love magazine. I got a shot for Love magazine years ago with Katie Grand and Alistair McClellan, and I loved that. And it was like, the story was like in the old streets of Liverpool. Mm. And it like
good shoot, that I remember.
It was called Born in Liverpool, and it was like all 60s beehive hair, like gorgeous shoot. That's probably one of my favourite things.
No, for me personally, I think representing England at a World Cup, you know, sitting there and standing there in the starting 11.
You trumped me?
I think, you know, singing the national anthem, obviously, that's really spine tingling. Winning the FA Cup, that was something that I wanted to do my whole life, obviously. Making a Champions League final, unfortunately not winning it, but they were definitely the highlights.
Not the podcast, no. Cheers, guys.
I know, yeah.
Cheers, guys.
No, this podcast is one of my biggest achievements because, you know, I feel so fortunate to be doing a job that I love doing.
Yeah.
It's great. It's good fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose that, this is just a kind of bonus doing all this stuff now. Like, I felt like I kind of achieved my dreams with the football. Just being there was enough, really. And then obviously going on to what I achieved was great. But this is just, a massive bonus. Like the football podcast we do and this is just going great, isn't it? And we love doing it. So yeah, it definitely is a highlight of my life, this.
Yeah.
Being, I suppose, kind of
still having something to talk about after 20 years.
Yeah. Mm. And people...
That's actually a good achievement, isn't it?
People enjoying it.
Yeah, yeah.
Good achievement.
Yeah, I know. Or not hating each other.
Shabba.
You can't stop saying that now. Shabba. All right. Anon, there's one. House coat or dressing gown? Where do you keep your chocolate and where do you keep your ketchup?
Do we call it a house coat or dress? I call it a dressing gown.
I call it a dressing gown.
But my nan used to call it a house coat.
Yeah.
Is a house coat?
I would never say house coat. I'd say dressing gown.
I flip.
Yeah. Where do you keep your chocolate?
Fridge.
Fridge as well. Yeah. And where do you keep your ketchup?
Fridge.
See, Abby puts it in the fridge, right? But I don't think that's acceptable. I deal with it because I probably don't put it away anyway. But I wouldn't. If it was up to me, I wouldn't have it in the ketchup. I wouldn't have it in
there. Do you think psychologically fridge. You feel like it stays fresher?
You make your food hot and then you make it cold by having it cold ketchup.
Make any sense? Ketchup. I remember when you say you used to play with all like the Mediterranean players.
They couldn't understand it.
They couldn't understand having all this like gorgeous fresh food and then putting a load of
ketchup on it.
Honestly, all the foreign players, they were like, obviously they thought our food was embarrassing.
Well, it is.
And they said if it's made correctly with the right sauces, you shouldn't need ketchup. if it's made correctly, ketchup just masks anything, doesn't it? If you have the blandest meal in the world, then just have ketchup. So, like, what they say is if you cook correctly, you don't need ketchup. Mm.
Just do, like, a fresh tomatoes, basil and garlic salsa instead.
Okay, love the pod. Bit random, but I want to know, what is your McDonald's or Nando's order?
You know what? The first time I had Nando's was, I think I was pregnant with Sophia. We saw Harry Styles in there, didn't we?
It wasn't just Harry Styles. It was the whole of One Direction.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. Forgot them, didn't you?
No. No, that was the first time I'd ever had Nando's, and it was in the Nando's in Richmond.
It was weird, like One Direction had just been on X Factor, only babies, weren't they? What do you make of Nando's? I think it's a bit overrated, isn't it?
Big time.
Massively, like it's got a massive name for
itself. I'd rather make my own chicken pitta with halloumi.
Literally.
But that's what I get. Peri fries, medium chicken pitta with halloumi. I've actually got all of that in the fridge. I'm going to make that.
Yeah, I'm the same. I have chicken pitta, sometimes double chicken pitta, hot,
yeah,
with peri fries.
My go-to McDonald's order is Big Mac meal with a curry sauce, strawberry milkshake and an apple pie.
Solid. I like that.
That is solid, yeah. I would have mainly, it's a Big Mac meal, but I might go quarter pound of a cheese, sometimes much.
Very rarely.
I'll vary it a bit. But if I had to have one, I'd have a Big Mac, large Big
you
Mac
You do
meal.
Get a Chicken Mac sandwich.
Yeah, I do.
A lot. No.
I love the fact that I've called it a Chicken Mac sandwich.
So do I.
It's a muck.
Do you call it a Chicken Mac sandwich?
It's a muck chicken sandwich.
Someone in our family's clearly brought us up, telling us the wrong
it's
thing.
It's a chicken muck sandwich.
Chicken muck sandwich.
I love it. I don't ever want you to stop saying that, but it's definitely wrong. I have a large Big Mac meal. I'll have a Coke with that, and then I'll have 9 nuggets and curry sauce as well.
I love the chicken from McDonald's, you know. I would never get a beef burger or anything from there.
You're not a Filio fish man, are you?
No.
Because there's something serial killer about Filio fish man. Anyone who gets a Filio fish.
Drink sparkling water.
There's something wrong with them. I don't know. Imagine going to McDonald's and going, Filio fish man, boys.
People who order a Filio fish drink sparkling water.
They need to be put down. There is.
I can't believe Ross drinks sparkling water.
I can't believe it.
You're against our theory?
Yeah, because I'm not a knob.
Yeah, basically. Basically, yeah. I come on, baby. Filet of fish.
What's just like a fish finger?
I just don't know who would order that. Like
veggies.
That's just fish, isn't it?
The only good thing about a filet of fish is that they always have to make them fresh to go hot.
Oh, right.
And a few cold mackies. I'm just fucking shouting.
Yeah, if you get cut, it's nothing. But when you get a hot one, wow. Mm.
You're so devoured if you've had a cold McDonald's and you think, what was the point in all them calories for bloody cold burger?
And it doesn't reheat well on Mackey's either.
Doesn't what?
Reheat that well when you put it in the microwave.
No, it doesn't reheat well at all. No. A question from Laura, but she's got a second part to this question. Abby, are you doing another series of Celebrity Homes or indeed any other TV series so I can switch off?
Is that what you said?
I'll make that.
I love the way you laugh at your own jokes.
Sorry, I know.
Like anyone else.
I know, all right. You love my tongue.
I don't.
Do you not?
Laughs so that sticks his tongue out.
Oh, I found that very funny. Obviously, she didn't say that.
I would love to do a new series of Abby Can't See Celebrity Homes. We'll have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. And we have other projects. There's one I can think of coming out.
Yeah, I'm working on something very special at the moment, which will all be revealed soon.
And I've a little sneak peek behind the scenes of this one. It's very, very, it looks great. Mm. So
I think you're actually a bit jealous of it.
No, I think it's going to be brilliant. Like what I've seen firsthand, you know, some of the conversations, it's really good. So congratulations. Very exciting. Louis says, would you rather only be able to drink hot beverages or eat cold food?
Hot beverages.
What if you couldn't have a cold, like, water or a glass of champagne? Do you know what I mean? Like, or like a glass of wine even. You'd have to be hot all the time.
Hot toddy?
You've got to go for the...
food.
You've got to go for the food, I think. Yeah, because you can't survive on just hot beverages. So you'd have
to... You can't survive with a freaking hand as a toe and a toe as a hand. Like last week.
Would you rather have two left feet or three eyes? 100% three eyes. 100% three eyes.
Really?
Yeah. With two left feet, right? That's going to look really weird. And also, you're not, like, football-wise, that's going to be a nightmare. Or buying shoes, everything. But with three eyes, you just got better vision.
No, but it's ugly to look at, isn't it? Three eyes, if you think about it. You'd forget you had left feet. You just sat at the table. Imagine someone with a third eye. It's outstanding, isn't it?
They talk about the third eye, don't they?
Yeah, for your chakras.
Mm.
So you are you going to pick two left feet?
I've only got two left feet, to be honest.
What are you going with?
I thought two left feet would have been okay for you because I think you could two left feet.
Why? Played football.
The way you dance and stuff.
My dancing's fantastic.
I'm
known for my dancing. Both are.
I'm going to go left feet.
Yeah.
Two left feet. God. What would you do? Three eyes, 100%. Okay. Great questions, though. All right, last question. Would you rather have hiccups the rest of your life or constantly feel like you have to sneeze?
Oh, hiccups.
No, hold on a minute. That is a big question.
That wanting to sneeze and you can't is hell.
Isn't it?
Imagine being like that all day.
Some people are. It's a condition, though.
Yeah, I think it is, yeah.
Is it?
Like the feeling of sneezing is physically painful, I think, as well, isn't it?
When it won't come out, it is.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That need in the sneeze, and it's hurts.
I'm sure a sneeze is like a tenth of an orgasm, you know.
Is it?
I read that.
Yeah, I think I told you that.
I love sneezing. I hate needing to sneeze.
Right, that brings a conclusion to Ask Us Anything. I do love these. I think they are, some of the most ridiculous questions get the longest answers, don't they?
You love a ridiculous question.
I do, yeah. Why start?
I want to go deeper with mine, fans.
I think there's a nice element to both. Let's go deep and let's go, you know, let's do the odd three eyes one. Though. Just for me.
Just for you.
Okay, right. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Shabba.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.